I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Friday morning, 7:45, quarter till 8, round these parts, about these times. We help you manage your money with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. If you can, safely, not while you're driving or anything, go to jeffersonfinancial.org. You look in the middle of the page, you see manage your money plan for your future with our financial calculators. You can click on that. It's absolutely free. No data will be stored. Nobody's going to contact you or anything like that. But they got a lot of calculators, some of which Mark's going to refer to here, that might help you out and help you manage your money. And that's what Mark's going to do right now. How you doing, Mark?
Good morning, sir, and happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you as well. What are we talking about
Absolutely.
Today? What are we managing?
Tell me that we have had mortgage rates that have risen for the fourth straight week. And many say they're headed towards 7%. I had somebody from the station contact me earlier this week, and they said, you know what, we hit a low point after our conversations. The person in question was looking into rates because they were from out of town. They moved here. They're looking to buy a home, and they hit it just right. They got a 30-year loan, fixed rate for 5%, and it's like that came and went. That's gone. And, you know, Tom, we've had downbeat economic narrative that have been overshadowed by stronger economic data. Because you and I have talked about True Hardware, they just filed for bankruptcy, Walgreens closing stores, CVS is closing stores, Rite Aid is emerging from bankruptcy, they filed last year. The number of layoffs that have come out, the looming commercial loan crisis that I think is just in its infancy. It's going to keep unfolding. And here the Fed knows all those things, if we know those. And it's the employment report came in better than expected. Retail sales seem to come in better than expected. People are getting raises because the companies have to be competitive with keeping up with inflation and so on. So it's like the economy keeps signaling that it's stronger than a lot of the narrative would suggest that it is. So what it's like, who cares? Well, I'm glad the economy's stronger, but what we really need in the economy is to turn around this anomaly where the rates are, where the Fed put them in their effort to fight inflation. And we still have short-term rates that are higher than some of the intermediate-term rates. And it just makes a mess out of financial markets. And we're seeing that unfold. And we're going back to where I started here, that the mortgage rates now have risen for the fourth straight week. So we had a 5.7% rate just last month. And now it's moved to the sixes because the market has moved and Fannie Mae has moved. And that a lot of financial institutions, especially for mortgage stuff, they have to price off of some of the information that comes out of Fannie Mae. And it put the Fed on pause. And we've been talking about this since last year, last October, when Powell came out saying, oh, you know what, next year is the time, it's about time we start lowering rates, because they've certainly raised rates over the past couple of years. So at the beginning of the year, I remember the forecast, we're going to have 11, there was one, it might have been Goldman Sachs, it was one of the main money center banks, I thought it was looking at, we're going to have 11 interest rate reductions in 2024, that was supposed to begin in March. I know we've reported on this before, but in case some of our listeners didn't hear that news, and none of that happened. It kept getting kicked down the road. Well, the financial institutions and financial markets were anticipating some of those rate reductions. So, a lot of them, including us at Jefferson Financial, we lowered our rates to match or to, I guess, be a front runner and provide our members with more better than competitive rates. And when the Fed says, you know what, we're looking at other data that might suggest that we slow down. In fact, one of the Fed governors came out this past week saying, let's not be too hasty. We don't have to lower rates anymore. But maybe we need to sit and wait some more and see what other economic data comes out. So they are even in conflict. They, the people that sit on the Federal Reserve Board, the Open Market Committee, the group of people that decide on the direction of rates and the money supply. So they're saying, we just lowered by 50 basis points, 0.5%, And they were supposed to, or at least it was for, when I say that, that's bad language. It was forecasted that they were going to have another 50% rate drop and then yet another, at least 25 by the end of the year. So I'm looking at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. They have a Fed Watch tool, and the Fed meets in about 13 days. And 95% of the participants there are believing that we'll get a 25 basis point reduction in rates at their next meeting. It's right after the election. And it may all everybody's guesses be right, but this might be dead wrong by the time we get there, depending on what other news comes out. And, of course, the election is going to be right in the midst of all this. So the Fed is supposed to be separate from that. But, you know, it depends on what comes out and political promises and who wins. And they'll be meeting like just a couple of days after that. So where I'm going back to is if you miss the absolute low that were 5%, if you're waiting for that other basis point, the market is to drop. The market has moved away from you. And another statistic that came out this week, sales of previously owned homes, because of what's going on of late within the past month, the sales the slowest rate in sales of 14 years. So it's hit the market, and it's hitting the big ticket market, which is housing. And expensive items for long periods of time. The rates 30-year last year were about 7.79, and today they're 6.44. A big difference there. Glad they have fallen that much, but they've risen about a point in the past month since they were in the five. So another study came out. CoreLogic put together some statistics, and for Louisiana, we have one of four states that it's cheaper to buy than rent, so says CoreLogic. And then I wanted to segue over, Tommy, that's a complicated thing that a lot of people would find very difficult to really wade themselves through it. Should I rent or buy? Well, it can be complicated. All the things that go into home ownership versus you feeling like I'm renting from somebody, I'm not building equity, my money is just going to the landlord, and I walk out like I came in. I'm not carrying any equity with me. Or any plus side on their income statement or on their own balance sheet. So we have Jefferson Financial has mortgage calculators and one is rent versus buy. So if you get confused about all the variables that may be involved, that will at least get you through it for those that are interested. Maybe some of us are renting right now. We're seeing where the rates have gone. We've gotten a little bit discouraged by, well, I maybe missed the bottom. But is it still a decent time to do this? I know a friend of mine that's in Florida. That Florida is not one of those four states. Florida is one of the states where it's cheaper to rent because things their economy is different than ours and is more activity there than it seems to be here. But that would be a place for people to go to help them walk through these big decisions in life.
So if you go to jeffersonfinancial.org, which I just did, and clicked on a tab, you see, first off, you start at the home page, which is plan for your future with our financial calculators. Then from there, it'll take you to mortgage calculators. Under that, you see rent versus buy. You click on that, and that is a very handy tool where you can plug in your numbers. Again, Mark, you can't break the computer. Nobody's going to call you or anything like that. Absolutely free.
You don't have to log in.
Don't have to log in. No password. None of that stuff. No, anything like that.
None of that stuff.
But it is a very valuable tool because that can be terribly confusing as to whether it's cheaper to rent or buy.
It is. And it gets, you know, to buy, people are typically the complaint. It seems like the common complaint is, well, look, it's not, you need to come to the closing table with money. I need some cash to get there. We will do financing up to 97%. A lot of lenders say, no, we're stopping at 80%. To bring 20% cash of a home price to the table is not what everybody can do. So if some of the lenders will loan more than 80% in the 90s, okay, that helps. So that's part of where, you know, the calculator comes in to say, I don't have to bring as much to the closing, but what will it mean to my payment and how does that compare to the alternative? I'm not going to buy at all. I'm just going to stay renting. And that helps you walk through that because doing it on your own and you're going to get the napkin out and try to figure it out, I think is going to be more than frustrating.
Yeah, especially
that's what you need. You need
especially if it's a cocktail napkin. Thank you, Mark.
Will you see?
valuable information. We'll talk to you Monday as we take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street. Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Go to jeffersonfinancial.org, 755.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.